Football 24. I'm Carlos Alberto from FNR. Before you listen to this podcast, just give me a sec. You know, we wouldn't be around if it wasn't for the support of Andrew Mavridis and his team at Systema. If you need an IT system, and everyone does, contact Systema and book in a free $1,500 network appraisal. That's right, a free $1,500 network appraisal. Give them a call on 03-8353-0520. That's 03-8353-0520. Systema love football and they love FNR. So support them. Cheers, amigo. Let you get back to the podcast.
4-7, you're on FNR Football Nation Radio, broadcasting live across Australia and live across the world. This is Calcio Cafe with Carlos Alberto Diego. And, of course, the UEFA Champions League games are in progress at the moment. After 52 minutes, Manchester United are 0-0 with Sevilla. And, of course, Roma are 1-0 up against Shakhtar Donetsk. The goal scored in the 52nd minute there for Roma. But now it's time to talk Asian Champions League with our Asian Champions League expert, Paul Williams. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Carlos. How are you?
Yeah, really, really well, mate. The teams fared a little bit better last night, both Aussie teams, with Victory having itself a win last night in a pulsating affair, I've got to say, and, of course, Sydney getting a draw over in Japan. Of course, Victory have given themselves a chance of qualifying to the next stage. Sydney are going to really struggle to do that, but they played a lot better last night.
They did, but let's start with the Victory game first. I mean, how good was that game last night? I mean, you know, I often talk about how good the Champions League can be, and it's a shame that not as many people in Australia embrace it as we would like them to. And but last night was just fantastic entertainment. It was non-stop action for the 90 minutes. And you know, Victory, you know, they were on the back foot early, but they were able to work their way back into the game. And towards the end of the game, they were right on top of Kawasaki. So that was just a pulsating game of football, fantastic entertainment and a fantastic win for Victory. You know, they've had a couple of great Champions League nights throughout their history. We can't forget the 4-3 game against Gamba Osaka. They've had wins against Guangzhou Evergrande and Shanghai as well. And this will go down as one of their great Champions League nights. And as you said, a really important win because it sets up the match next week away to Ulsan. And we know how bad their away form has been. Mm. You know, they're going to have to try and break that duck at some stage. And I think I said it on your show last week, there's no better time to do that than next week in Ulsan. I was just looking at the tables before I came on, and a win next week for either side will guarantee them a spot in the knockout rounds because of the way it's structured on with head-to-head being the first differential. So, you know, Victory were to get the win over Ulsan next week, that will guarantee them a spot in the round of 16. So it's literally all to play for next week. So it's a huge game for Victory.
So, Paul, other than passion and persistence and real motivation last night, what did Victory do differently?
I don't think, and again, I think I said it last week, they didn't do a lot differently, and that's Kevin Muscat's modus operandi, really. He generally puts out the team exactly the same every week, which is sometimes what frustrates the fans the most, is that there isn't a hell of a lot of flexibility in the way he plays. And I don't think they, you know, set out to play any differently again last night. They try to be the aggressor at home, and I guess the difference was that when he made his changes last night, he made them a lot earlier than what he would than what he normally would. So he brought Josh Hope on, you know, with still about more than half an hour left to play. Kenny Achiu came on for Bessart Berisha with about 20 minutes left to play as well. And I think it just really changed up the game a little bit, injecting some fresh blood and some youthful enthusiasm into the squad. And that really had an impact. I thought Josh Hope was good. Kenny Achiu was good when he came on again last night. So I think Victory just set out the way to play the way they normally do. And you know, maybe the fact they've got some wins in the A-League recently has given them some confidence. They got that 2-2 draw last week that would have given them some extra confidence, and maybe that's all they needed to actually, you know, get back on the winners list.
I've got to say, I was really impressed with Asu when he came on. The fact that he does so much good work with his back to goal and bring other people into the game, I don't think Victory's Bess is sort of, you know, he's known to do it every now and again, but in the round goals, he's pretty selfish, which, you know, he scores a lot of goals because of that too. I don't want to, you know, disparage Bessart Berisha, but having someone with his back to goal and bringing other people into it was sort of something new, really, last night that we saw in the Victory game.
Yeah, and he's a different player to Berisha as well, so he offers something different a little bit different up front when he comes on, which is important as well. I mean, that's what you want from a substitution. You know, you don't want just effectively a cookie cutter to come in and replicate what you've already got out there. That's why you make the substitution, to try and, you know, mix it up a little bit. And as you said, and it's the runs that he makes. He's got some speed that Berisha doesn't have at the moment. Obviously, he's, you know, getting on in age, so he's lost a touch of speed. And Chu has that. And he just has that little bit of X factor about him. He's just a little bit unpredictable because you don't know what he's going to do. So, he was really impressive when he came off last night.
Of course, Sydney had a draw away from home last night. Adrian Mizievski, a star last night. The way he played and made opportunities for his teammates were fantastic. And Matty Simon ended up getting the goal.
Yeah. That was if you take out the context of the match, that was and you just looked at a 1-1 draw away from home against Kashima, you know, Sydney would, you know, probably be happy with that, especially with, you know, the side they had out there. They didn't have Bobo and Ninkovic, and they had injury, so there was a really, you know, their depth was really tested last night. So just on face value, Sydney would have been happy with a draw, but given, as I said, now you add the context in, and given where they are in that group, they really needed to get to the 3 points last night. And, you know, they're pretty much out of calculations now for a spot in the round of 16. You know, I thought Kashima again were the best side last night. They probably should have scored a couple of goals before Sydney equalised. Mu Kanazaki and Yuma Suzuki were excellent up front, I thought. Mu Kanazaki in particular, I thought he was really dangerous with his runs and with the ball at his feet. But, you know, Sydney stuck fat. And Mijajewski, he was everything for Sydney last night. He set up that first goal. Almost a couple of minutes later, set up a goal that would have put them ahead when he played in Alex Brosk with a beautiful pass. So, you know, if they didn't have Mijajewski last night, they would probably been in a little bit of bother. But he just showed his class last night and showed that he belongs on this international stage.
Well, on victory front, it's really hotting up, Paul. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen next week, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week about it.
Look forward to it, hopefully with a victory win and a spot in the round of 16 assured.
Absolutely, mate. Speak to you next week.
Thanks,
that's Paul Williams, the football expert with Asian Football here, talking about the Asian Champions League on FNR Football Nation Radio. That brings an end to Calcio Cafe for today. You can podcast the show on iTunes and SoundCloud. So until this time tomorrow, may you have a great day in football.